Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity we have today to make much of our great Savior. There is no one like Jesus. And we are here to lift Him up, to magnify Him, to exalt Him, to praise Him, to just tell you, Father, how much we appreciate your Son and what you've done for us. God, 2020, what an amazing, amazing year this is going to be. And so I'm excited, God, about reaching our community. Lord, I'm just thrilled to have a part in reaching this world for King Jesus. And so, Lord, bless our time here together today. And we do pray for all that's going on around us. There are so many things. So many folks are battling the flu and pneumonia and bronchitis and all these other illnesses and sicknesses. Folks are facing surgeries and there's other things that are happening within our families, and yet, God, you're on the throne. Nothing happens. Nothing passes through your hands and happens to us without you knowing about it. And you're never going to leave us. You're never going to forsake us. And so we're just grateful for Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Turn to Isaiah 54. And we're going to be in Isaiah 54 for the morning. And I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. Can y'all believe this is 2020? Y'all, we've been through two decades already in the new millennium. Think about that. Where were you two decades ago? Y'all remember Y2K? I sure do. We had our bathtub filled up with water and doing all this kind of stuff. I mean, and yet here we are. It's 2020. And we are in today, we are entering into the 22nd month as a new church. And God has been good. The gospel has gone forth in power for the glory of God here at Second Mile over these last 22 months. We've seen dozens of people saved. 47 folks have followed the Lord in believers' baptism. 126 people have joined the membership of this church. We had a high attendance this past Easter of 340 some odd people. You remember the Jesus rally we hosted? 23 churches came together for the sake of the gospel that week. We've started partnerships with schools, More Magnet School, and we began some backyard Bible clubs over at Summit Heights. We fed college students and faculty at Austin Peay State University. We've ministered to the first responders all over the county. We've begun multiple ministries with Loaves and Fishes, with FCA, with Hope Pregnancy Center. They'll be here with us next Sunday. And we've given over $1 million to the Lord's work. Is that not amazing? And we've given over $100,000 to missions through the cooperative program of the Tennessee Baptist and Southern Baptist Convention. And y'all, I could go on and on bragging on Jesus this morning and all that He's done through Second Mile Church. But having said that, I want to say this. Now is not the time to gloat over past victories or sit on our haunches while Clarksville, Montgomery County, our country, and the entire world is dying and going to hell. Now is not the time to sit back in apathy and complacency and this half-in, half-out attitude. Amen? And so, having said that, I'm excited about what God's going to do this year. I am excited. I want some of y'all to get excited with me. and it's going to have to be God. Amen? Because if it's not God, all that works in vain anyways. And so, I think this year, God's going to stretch us, say, oh me. He's going to challenge us, say, oh my. But He's going to motivate us, and He's going to help us to do what He wants done. And we are going, by God's grace, we're going to go forward with the gospel for God's glory here in this place. And I think God's going to really stretch us to do a greater work for Him, and that we might have a deeper walk with Him in 2020. And God's burned a passage of Scripture in my heart. It's right here in Isaiah 54. And there are three tremendous truths that we can apply to Second Mile Church this morning from that are going to encourage us to go forward in 2020. Would you stand as we honor the reading of God's Word in Isaiah 54? What's that first word? What's that first word? Sing. Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Now listen to verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood any more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is His name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. Isn't that some fabulous Scripture this morning? Now, in verse 1, we find this fascinating truth that we have cause to express our doxology. Now, I don't want to throw a big word on you, but doxology means glory or praise. And we have cause to express our doxology, our praise for the Lord today. Now, Isaiah is kind of painting a picture here of the nation of Israel. She had been unfaithful to God. And the imagery that he's expressing here is one of an unfaithful, unfruitful, rejected spouse. The nation of Israel had entered into a marriage covenant, a marriage contract with God. You remember there at Mount Sinai, He would be their God, they would be His people. And so they were in this covenant relationship, and Israel had committed spiritual adultery and idolatry against Him. And over, they were worshiping false gods. And over and over and over again, God caused the nation to repent and to turn from their sin, and Israel just kept on and kept on and kept on, and finally judgment fell in the person of a Babylonian army and a wicked king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. And Israel had now been carried off into captivity. The holy city had been burned. The temple had been torn down. I mean, everything was in ruins. The nation of Israel was the laughing stock of the eastern world. She was just a shell of her former self. And as a nation, she was now barren, rejected, and all alone. That's bad news, amen? But I want to tell you, our God is so great that there's even good news in the midst of bad news. And the good news was that even though she had been unfaithful, God is faithful. Even though Israel had been unfaithful, our God is faithful. And He would not forget about Israel, and He would not completely turn His back on her. And Israel would be restored. Just the chapter before 54 is Isaiah 53. And that is the clearest picture we have of the cross in all of the Old Testament. 700 years before the cross of Jesus Christ, Isaiah prophesied and predicted that there would be a Jewish Messiah, a Gentile Savior who would come and pay the price for all the sins of the people. And just as God had blessed the barren wombs of Sarah, Hannah, and Elizabeth, and their wombs leaped for joy when they became pregnant, so would He take those who were dead in trespasses and sin and raise them to new life and abundant blessing. Israel would again be fruitful. She would again be a blessing to the world. And by the way, may I say this, Second Mile Church, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And so God wants to use, like Israel, I don't think you can claim every promise in the Bible that's given to Israel, but you can certainly apply the principles in this promise that He gave to Israel. And so God wants to use Second Mile for His glory to bear fruit, spiritual fruit, for His honor and His blessing this year. And y'all, we live in a lonely, barren, dejected community. Yes, Clarksville's growing, but 86% of the people we live with are unchurched or lost. That's an amazing statistic. 86% of the people we live with are unchurched or lost. And here's the only hope our community or this world has is Jesus. He's our hope. And when you put your faith and hope and trust in Jesus, you have put your faith, hope, and trust in something concrete, in the Son of the living God. And so Jesus is the only one. How many of you figured this out, can turn your sorrow into joy? Jesus is the only one that can take those ashes of our lives and make something beautiful out of them. And may I say, if you are a recipient of God's grace, if you have been blessed by God's mercy, if you have been given the Son of God and you have the Spirit of God reigning and ruling in your heart and life, you have been blessed of God. And my brothers and my sisters, I don't care how bad things get, nobody can take our joy from us. As they were singing this morning, as Sarah was saying, we've got a song to sing. And no one can take that song away for us. Y'all got the song to sing. Well, some of y'all do. We've got a song and nobody can take this song from us. God deserves all our praise. He deserves all of our honor. He deserves everything that we are for His praise and glory. Give God some praise today. Hallelujah. And so we've got cause to express our doxology, even in the midst of barrenness and rejection and all this nasty stuff that we have to deal with. Nobody can take Jesus away from us. We've got a song to sing. I'm about ready. Did y'all not like that song? I'm about ready to sing it myself, and y'all sure don't want to hear that. So here's the second point of this message. Look at verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. We have a call to expand our ministry. We not only have a cause to express our doxology, we've got a call to expand our ministry. Now, again, in the Old Testament, God's people lived in what? Tents. Ladies. Tents. And these tents were made with strong, coarse, black goat's hair. And so the cloth would be stretched over these cords of black goat's hair and hemp, and then the end of the cords would be wrapped around these wooden stakes that were driven deep into the ground by wooden mallets. And so that's kind of the imagery that Isaiah is portraying for them. But he's really giving them a picture of God's beautiful goodness and grace. The Lord would again, he tells them to enlarge and expand their tents. He's calling on them to exercise their faith. Their nation would again grow abundantly. They would no longer be barren and scattered. The call that He's issuing to them is one of faith. And I believe that's what He's calling us to do this year. He is calling us to expand our ministry. I mean, notice what, do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Why? Because you're going to be busting loose at the seams. Now that's the Cal Hampton Standard Version, but that's what He's talking about there. Man, expand and enlarge your tent. Get ready for the growth. Hallelujah. That's the way I feel about 2020 as we pray and as we move and as we talk. And I mean, do y'all think it was an accident we got a call from Kenwood Baptist Church to help us? No. Y'all think it's a coincidence that other churches are wanting to come on board with us and partner with us in order to reach Clarksville? Y'all think that's a coincidence? No. Do you think it's a coincidence that there are 90,000 people moving in here the next 5 to 10 years? Do y'all think it's an accident? Do you think we're planting thousands of churches and revitalizing hundreds of dead churches all across our state and our nation right now? And because, folks, people need to hear the gospel. It is so important that we're going to keep reaching people for Christ and teaching people to follow Christ. That's our mission. That's what we've got to stay focused on. And so the gospel's going to go forth in power this year for the glory of God. That's our mission. And what do these words mean? Don't hold back. Don't spare. What do those words mean? Don't worry, don't sweat the small stuff. You just do what I'm calling you to do. We're going to expand the ministry here at Second Mount Church. And that's what's going to happen this year. This is why Diana and I came home from Waynesboro, a flourishing ministry. God called us back home. Hey, there's some old backslidden preachers like the one you've got that have come home to Clarksville for this very purpose, for this very reason. There are preachers and pastors coming to Clarksville right now to reach people with the gospel. And bless God, we've got to get on board. We got to do what God's calling us to do. We're going to reach people in this end of Clarksville. We're going to reach people in that end of Clarksville. Why? For the glory of God. Do you want anybody to walk up to you in heaven and say, "Oh, thank you for coming out to North Clarksville and sharing the gospel with me. Because you were faithful. I'm here in heaven." That's going to happen, folks. I want everybody to have what I've got. Don't you want folks to have what you've got? And that something is Jesus. And so don't hold back. Don't spare. We have a call to expand our ministry. Here's the third point. This is probably the one that we really need to wrap our minds around and our hearts around. We have confidence to expel our anxiety. We have the confidence to expel our anxiety. Look at verse 4. Let me read this one. "Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced. For you will not be put to shame. You will forget the shame of your youth, and you will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore." Now, sometimes, just sometimes, when there are great challenges before us, we have a tendency to panic or grow fearful. God has such a great sense of humor, doesn't He? He lets folks like us get involved in the ministry. Hello? And I remember back a few months ago when the Cumberland River, didn't the Cumberland River girls do good this morning? Didn't they? Y'all, with a response like that, they'll never get up and sing again. Didn't the Cumberland River girls do good this morning? Yes. I don't know if that's y'all's name, but that's what I'm calling you today. So, yes. Yeah, do y'all remember their song? Let's go down to the river to pray. That's who I'm talking about. Okay. I'm a little bit ADD this morning, but I remember those days when the riverboat was coming. You remember that? And the General Jackson was on its way, you know? And not once but twice, the boat couldn't get here because of that river out there. It just flooded the banks. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, the devil's slick too. And you know what he was telling your pastor during those days? You are going to look like an absolute fool. You're going to look like an idiot. You've got billboards all over town. You've got ads running in the papers, on the radio station. And that boat isn't even coming. And I'm thinking, Lord Jesus, have I missed you? Out of my love for Brother Shep, was this not what we were? But you know what God did during those days? We turned it into a Jesus rally on the river. And 23 churches came together for that. And I'll never forget that Wednesday night service up in here. Y'all remember that? Whoo, glory. And the prayer meetings we had in here at 9 o'clock. You see, God had other plans. Because if we're going to reach Clarksville, the church in Clarksville has to come together. And by the way, that's what we're doing on Sunday night, February the 2nd. There are 12 churches coming together for nights of revival. And that's our night here at Second Mile Church, February the 2nd. Put it on your calendar and support it and be here. 12 other churches are going to be doing that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights in the month of February. It's going to be a great time together. But listen, folks, this is one of God's fear not promises in Isaiah. He says, do not fear, you will not be ashamed, neither be... You see, whatever you do for Jesus is going to count. Whatever we do for the Lord, He's going to bless. And Israel had been forgiven now. There would be no need to fear. No need to drag around past failures and faults. Hello? Doesn't it sound familiar? And in verses 5 and 6, Isaiah describes God's love for His people. The maker of the universe was the husband of Israel. Whoo! He was their redeemer, the creator of the universe. And the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is with us this morning. The same God who created you and saved you, the same God who brought you this far, the same God who brought Diana and Isaac and I home to help start this church, the same God who called you all to come on board and help us get this church planted, is the same God who will be with us this year in a year of expansion and growth that can only happen because of His power and His glory. Our confidence is in our Redeemer. Our confidence is in our Maker, our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've come here today to tell you, with God before us, and Jesus beside us, and the Spirit within us, and the Bible behind us, there is no foe we cannot face. There's no war we cannot win. There's no church we can't plant. There's no person we can't reach. For the glory of God, we're going forward with the gospel this year. I don't know what God's got to do with this message, but He's the one that burned it in my heart. He's the one that gave it to me. And in order for everybody to get on board with going forward with the gospel, we've got to be willing to sell out to Him, do we not? We've got to be willing to not hold back and don't spare and get half in and half out. All of us need to jump in and get out there in the deep water. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. You know my heart better than anybody here. And Lord, I believe you're going to do great and mighty things which we know nothing about this year. But God, in order for us to accomplish great challenges, we need great faith, like the children of Israel. When they marched around Jericho 7 times, and everybody's laughing at them, talking about them, snickering. And yet, God, when they did exactly what you said, those walls came tumbling down. And oh, God, would you send a breakthrough here in Clarksville, Tennessee, in Montgomery County. God, would you do a work here that only you can do? And I pray that everybody at Second Mile Church would buy into what's going on. And that we would wholeheartedly surrender and sell out to you. And maybe there's someone here today, Lord, who has not even joined your army. They need to be born again. They need to become a follower of Christ in order to reach the city and the county and the country and the nation and the world. They need to be born from above. And if that's your case today, my Bible says if you'll simply turn from your sin and turn to Jesus, if you'd be willing to live a life that's pleasing to God, let all this other mess go and just give your heart and life to Jesus. Repentance and faith. There's never been any other way to be saved. If you'd be willing to do that, then you can jump on board and help us. Father, the rest of us that are here that are saved, we need to completely sell out and surrender to you to do what you're calling us to do. Oh, help us, God, in this hour of decision to follow after you with all of our heart. I ask it in the name that's above every other name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All God's children said, amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.